What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Undocumented immigrants are a part of our everyday life, whether we realize it or not. These raids tend to cause disruption in families, in businesses, in communities.
We start this edition of The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio with week two of the administration of President Donald Trump. Much of the focus has been on immigration. We have seen immigration officials much more visible on the ground, including here in Philadelphia. For example, on Tuesday, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, or ICE agents, raided a North Philadelphia car wash. That's according to the South Philadelphia-based immigrant organization known as Juntos. Seven people were believed arrested at that car wash. And while those enforcing immigration law are very visible right now, we are also seeing more and more people stepping up to try and fight for the immigrants. And that includes a local Quaker group. KYW's Justin Udo covered this story, and he joins us now. Justin, first of all, tell us about this group.
Yes, so here in Philadelphia, our local tie is the Philadelphia Yearly Meeting of Religious Society of Friends, and some of us might better know them as those friend schools that we see throughout the city, but those are the Quakers here in Philadelphia that are part of this lawsuit. They're joined by the New England Yearly Meeting, as well as the Adelphi Friends and the Richmond Friends. All of these groups have come together. They have filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration because they say this infringes on how they work up as Quakers.
Yeah, and kind of get into that. They're not suing to stop immigration policy altogether. They're specifically like trying to prevent people from being taken in what they call sensitive areas. Am I correct?
That's right. You know, for a number of decades, although it's not law, churches, hospitals and schools have been kind of safe zones, places where people are not taken by federal agents when it comes to immigration. But as we know, under President Donald Trump's policy that he signed his executive order the other week, that has kind of given ICE agents permission to go into these different areas. And so for the Quakers, they say, for a lot of their members, that whenever they're in their religious spaces, that's a time and a place where they really need to center themselves, where there is no one person. There's not a preacher that's in a Quaker house, a meeting house that is talking. It's everyone kind of takes a turn talking and sharing and doing these different things. And they say by not knowing if at any time federal agents can come into their place of worship, that has kind of thrown them off and doesn't allow them to center the way they would like to center.
We need to hear each other's experience of God. And if there is anybody who has that to share and isn't able to or feels restricted from or is afraid to come to Quaker worship, then our worship service is compromised.
What they tell me is that they're filing this not just for Quakers, but for other religious groups as well, because they say this is an infringement on that religious right. I was able to talk to Christy Duncan Tesmer with the Philadelphia Yearly Meeting, and she said this is a significant concern to anyone who is trying to worship because, you know, you have that uncertainty.
We are also concerned about everyone's experience of worship and not having a chilling effect where is anybody who feels like they're afraid to go to their place of worship and participate.
And these Quaker groups, they are leaning on a lot of history, aren't they?
That is absolutely right. Talking to Duncan Tesmer, you know, she says they can trace their roots for their Quaker church back to when William Penn first came to Pennsylvania.
Since the 1600s, Quakers in this region have been concerned about freedom of religion. Quakers came here escaping persecution and wanted not only to allow Quakers to be able to worship in peace, but for anyone to be able to worship in their own faith.
So she said that has been a core of who they are, what they believe in. And so this is just continuing a fight that has started centuries ago, is how they kind of put it.
So what is the status here with regards to the lawsuit? It's been filed. Do we have any dates, know where it goes from here?
So it was filed in the U.S. District Court in the District Court of Maryland. It was just given to a judge this past Monday, and we are now waiting to see when it will be picked up, when it will be looked at.
All right. Thank you very much, Justin. That's KYW's Justin Udo starting us off this week. We will have more of the week in Philly coming up, including Philadelphia getting ready for the Super Bowl as the Eagles get ready to take on the Chiefs. We'll be right back.
Check out the Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.